everybody. Today I am sitting with Adam Berliant from MSN Entertainment, and we are going to talk about something I am personally extremely passionate about, your new site, Wonderwall. Basically, it's a celebrity site. It's a celebrity entertainment site. Would that be a correct sort of explanation?
That's what I'd say. Yep. Okay. Celebrity, gossip, what's going on, spin on the news, the photos, everything.
I love it. I love it so much. Now, obviously, we have TMZ. We have Perez Hilton. We have numerous of them, which I check on a daily basis. Why Wonderwall? Why?
Yeah. Okay, well, that's a great question. So there's a long list of answers.
Okay.
But the number one answer is, without question, like, people want this. And, you know, I've been telling people, if there is a peak to this mountain of user interest in the celebrity stuff, we have not found it yet.
Okay.
And so we have on MSN Entertainment had celebrity gossip for some time. We've had it for years.
Yeah.
And we've been generating billions and multiple billions of page views and time spent and minutes and hours and et cetera, et cetera, in the celebrity space. And the what we changed with Wonderwall was we found a way to get it all in one place.
Mm-hmm.
So that people can see all of their celebrity stuff in one particular place. But we were already there. We were already in the business.
Right. I mean, that was one of the things that I was going to ask you, because I know MSN Entertainment has a celebrity section. Mm-hmm. So is this just a splice of that on its own URL?
Well, okay. So, yes. What we did was we took, you know, you had your movie celebs. And you saw Tom Cruise and Nicole Kidman and all of that. And you had your music celebs. So there's mm-hmm. Britney Spears. And then you had the whatever Paris Hilton is. You know, you had her. And, you know, so you could go, you know, 2 months ago to movies and music and TV and kind of see all the celeb stuff. That didn't make any sense.
Okay.
Let's get all of that stuff in one place. Let's give it a brand that actually matters to people. And that was another thing that was really important, going back to your question,
mm-hmm.
why do this? You know, the celebrity business on the internet has a certain voice. There's a certain expectation that users have. There's a lot of snacking. You know, they want to look at a lot of different photos. And
yeah.
They want to read a lot of little blurbs.
And when you say they, you mean me.
How old are you?
I am your user. I am your demographic.
Yeah.
I'm,
you know what,
20.
What's funny about that is that there's really only one difference between a person who says they're into gossip and a person who says they're not into gossip, and that's one of them's lying.
Exactly.
So, you know, we've seen the demographics, we've seen the traffic flow, and we know that everybody's looking at this.
At least a little bit. That's you know right. You are.
Yeah, I love the people who come in when we were doing testing of the site and whatnot. They're like, well, this isn't really my thing. But then can name every single celebrity that they saw, can tell you exactly what they were up to and who was
right.
dating who.
It sounds like the bulk of my friends.
Right.
Like, I can't believe you waste your time on that.
Yeah.
What's next?
Yeah, exactly. So it's very addicting. So, again, you asked why users love this stuff.
Yeah.
We did have a goal from our perspective of making it easier for people to get to it. We had a goal from our perspective of, you know, having a cool user interface, you know, making sure that it was somewhat different. But ultimately we did this because our audience, the MSN audience, just loves this stuff.
Awesome. And now, besides the interface, which is sleek, and we'll talk about that in a second, what other sort of ways in which you present your content or the content you decide to cover in general will differentiate you, make you stand out above, you know, those other sites?
Mm-hmm. Well, there's a couple of ways to answer that question. Probably the top way really has to do with the content itself.
Mm-hmm.
So when we were first talking about this product, you know, we saw...
How'd that pitch meeting go?
You know, it's different than it was 10 years ago. I've been at MSN for a long time, and
yeah.
It used to be, you know, what's that Britney Spears stuff doing there? And now it's, hey, let's invest big time in that. But when we were talking about the concept overall, what we noticed was there's kind of a big division in what is being covered in the celebrity space right now. You kind of have the very sterile... You know, I call it blue on white, boring. Here's what's happening, you know,
mm-hmm.
the news, if you will. And it's very generic. And some of the other portals kind of take that point of view. And then there's the other side, which is this almost we hate Hollywood kind
yes.
of mentality. And you know, some of these, you know, some of the most popular bloggers, which are hilarious, by the way. I love them, too. But it's very vindictive
sure.
and like, let's beat up on the celebrities and make fun of them and draw pictures.
Draw funny pictures on them.
Right.
We know who you're talking about.
Right. And well, but we love them. Right.
Yes.
And but what hasn't really been there on either side is a, you know, a we're fans too. We like celebrities, and we like the gossip, and we like the movies, and we love the music, and we want the gossip, and we want the photos, and we want the best and worst dress, and the fashion flops, and all that stuff. But we don't want a, we don't want to just make fun of them all the time.
Right.
So one of the things you'll see on Wonderwall that makes it very, very different is it is this little bit smarter, a little bit more in the voice of a fan, mm-hmm. as opposed to somebody who just wants to make fun of Paris Hilton all the time.
Right on.
And no one else is really doing that. So it's a lot more thought-provoking. You see a lot more opinions in there. You see some very funny original pieces that are in there. And it really appeals to kind of that big middle of people who are neither sterile nor angry at celebs.
So Wonderwall is getting received well?
Well, you know, all we can look at right now is two things, what the press is saying
right.
and what the data are saying. And I'm much more interested in the latter. but we've been pleasantly surprised on both sides.
Right.
So the media coverage has been excellent. So keep your fingers crossed that our users think that too. And the data side, where we're actually looking at what people are doing and how much time they're spending, it has been jaw-dropping.
Great. Yeah. Well, let's talk about that real quick before we wrap up. The user experience and user interface, you know, mm-hmm. typically if you go to a site presenting this type of content, it's a blog, mm-hmm. be it mixed with videos and text, but it's a rolling river of information where you guys really have a much more interactive, there's reasons to click around in different mm-hmm. segments or mm-hmm. sections. I know you've got like a style mm-hmm. section and then like a celebrity personal section. Mm-hmm. What has been sort of the reaction to this where you, one might say you've got to do a little bit more digging to find the information, mm-hmm. but another one would say, well, you think of all the information you find along the way.
Yeah. Well, the thing about the celebrity space is what we found is it's highly addicting.
Yes.
I don't know if it's the content that's addicting or we're just dealing with addicts. but what we know for sure is that, you know, somebody will go into a photo gallery, for example, and it could be almost about anything. And I shouldn't say people, like it's this weird group of folks. I'm the same way. And they'll just, you know, they'll just keep clicking and clicking and
sure.
clicking. Exactly. And so the cool thing about the Wonderwall design, is if you really mess around with it, is that no matter what you're looking at, there are always 5, 10 other things to look at right there. And you're not putting a big burden on people to say, well, that was an interesting story about U2, but now I'm interested in, you know, Miley Cyrus, so I'm going to go search for her or something. A lot of what you're looking for is right there. There's decent recommendations. There's a lot of photos all around. And we've made it really easy for people to find that next thing that they're interested in. The other thing is just the first thing you'll notice when you look at it is all the photos.
Absolutely.
And photos play a really, really big part in this particular category. Not just, wow, I like to look at a lot of photos, but when you see that person's face, it just immediately, oh, I know who that is, and I'm interested right away.
Yeah.
And so this very photo-heavy design has something that's been a really pleasant surprise for me personally. We've known for a long time that photos are popular as something to consume. But photos is a way to discover.
Mm-hmm.
If you think about MSN, for example, a lot of headlines, a few photos. This is a lot of photos and a few headlines. And like I said, we're seeing really fantastic response.
Absolutely. I love it. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for creating Wonderwall. I'm a fan, and I'm your demographic. And everyone, go check it out. And obviously, the URL is simple, wonderwall.com. See you next time.